Patrick and Sharp were intent on keeping meddling Washington officials away from their lines. It sparked a major feud with one of the city's most cutthroat bureaucrats, Lafayette Baker. The detective had men prowling up and down the East Coast, staging stings to catch blockade runners, following innocent northern Jews he now suspected of trading with the enemy, working fraud cases in Philadelphia and New York, and confiscating so much contraband clothing, shoes, liquor, wine, and playing cards, he asked Stanton if he could stage an auction to sell it off. Baker considered the territory the Army of the Potomac occupied his territory as well. He began sending detectives inside the Army's lines to hunt for subversives, and had his men board ships that carried supplies from Washington to Hooker's base camp at Aquia Creek in order to investigate illegal trading in contraband goods. Battling hostile agents and any kind of criminal activity in the Army of the Potomac's operating area was Patrick's responsibility, and he fiercely resisted Baker bigfooting him. The two men waged a war against each other that lasted almost the entire Civil War. Burnside, and then Hooker, had issued orders that Baker's men be kept out of the Potomac Army's lines unless Patrick approved their presence. But Patrick fumed that the two generals never enforced the orders, and he knew why. Baker had supplied Burnside with a prostitute he kept at Falmouth, and Baker's detectives, who had all Washington gambling houses under surveillance, caught Hooker one time sneaking into one to bet away his paycheck. So Patrick took matters into his own hands. When he found Baker's detectives on boats at Aquia Creek, or caught them snooping around the Army's camps in the field, he had soldiers arrest the men and throw them into the cells of a prison ship. The arrests infuriated Baker, who suspected Patrick was turning a blind eye to black marketing among his officers and even issuing permits for contraband goods to be sent south. He protested to Stanton, who intervened each time and ordered that Baker's men be released.